You're listening to the All the Things podcast, and I'm your host, Sophia Merlot. Each week, you can expect tips and tricks from beauty to business experts or from myself as I navigate life as a young woman in her 20s. Every episode is chock full of value, tangible advice, while still sprinkling in relatable stories and keeping things real with my guests and you listening. Be sure to subscribe and tune in every Thursday so you don't miss an episode. Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the All the Things podcast. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. If you're not new here, hello. This is another solo pod. We have tons of amazing guests scheduled and coming up for the next few weeks. So I wanted to sneak in one more solo episode and just talk directly with you guys and also use this in-between point of Coachella Weekend 1 and Coachella Weekend 2 as a way to get on my soapbox and just put out to any brands that are listening, if they want to send a small podcaster to Coachella, I can guarantee you that I will not be caught up in any Revolve drama. If you guys are on TikTok and you're seeing that, brands listening, no, you won't get that from me. I've waited in tons of lines. I know my place. I will happily post content waiting in a line. I will bring my own water bottle so you will not have a dehydrated festival goer here. I know my place. I just want to see Harry Styles in concert. That is the end of my speech for now. But again, this whole episode is just kind of dedicated of me wanting and manifesting going to Coachella or a big festival. To be honest with you, if you know me, you know that I would probably spend my last dime going to a concert. There's a whole story of how I accidentally bought Kendrick Lamar concert tickets in Vegas instead of Vancouver a few years ago. I then rebought tickets for Vancouver because, of course, I needed to see Kendrick Lamar. It was very dramatic at the time, but the concert was well worth it. But just prefacing this whole episode with my love for seeing live music. And again, also prefacing this episode with my experience. I've lost count of how many concerts I've been to. I have only been to 3 festivals, but I've also done a ton of research with going to those festivals. I almost bought Coachella tickets this year, and thank God I didn't, because you guys, the next week was when my laptop crashed on me, so all that money went to fixing this girl right here that I'm recording on. But with all that said, if you are a festival girly, a festival king, then this episode is for you. If you're curious about festivals and the whole experience, I hope that this episode also sheds some insights, because there's so much more than just hot people taking photos and meeting celebrities. That is like maybe 1% of the whole festival experience. So again, if you're planning on going to some this summer, if you're going to Coachella Weekend 2 and it's your first major festival, listen to this, send it to a friend who's going, and hopefully it can save them some hard times and heat stroke and waiting in some long lines. So without further ado, let's get into it. So to add structure, I have my tips in different sections for this episode so you can really pinpoint what is applicable to you and kind of guiding you through the whole experience. So the first section is to know your goal of the weekend going into it. Some of the ideas are, do you want to go just to have content? You want to have an amazing Instagram? You want to make TikToks? That's great. Are you there for the music? Are you there for the parties? Or a bit of all of the above? This way, setting your expectations, you know what your goal is going into it. There's going to be thousands and thousands of people at any size music festival. There's going to be things that are unexpected. You don't know what the weather's going to be like. So make sure you know what your priority is. For me, number one is always the music. It might be different for you, but speaking from experience, the entire weekend goes by so fast, so you need to get clear on what you want to get out of this weekend well beforehand, so you're not leaving feeling disappointed, feeling as if you didn't get the photos you wanted, you didn't see the bands you wanted to see, you have your main goal accomplished. Number two is all about being prepared to wait in line and plan ahead. So for something, again, like Coachella, just because of the timing, we're in between weekend one and weekend two, and there is that whole thing on TikTok with Revolve and waiting in lines. Sometimes it is worth spending the money on VIP. I think the next festival I go to, I will just budget that I'm going all out. I'm going for VIP. I can't speak from experience for that. In the past, it's all been general admission. The only thing that has helped us get through lines is, again, knowing our favorite artists that are priority for us and going a few hours early to make sure that we are right up at the front and we're not waiting in line to see them. Another thing is too, and it sucks because a lot of the times the big headliners are at the end of the day and getting on the shuttle is a huge nightmare. But sometimes you gotta be the adult and maybe miss a little bit, especially if it's an artist that isn't your number one person to see, leaving a bit earlier so that that line for the shuttle isn't a complete nightmare and you're not waiting until 4 a.m. to get back to wherever you're staying. If you're camping, it's probably easier for you. I've been so fortunate that I've always had a place to stay in the city of where the festival is taking place. But with that too, always get the shuttle pass with if you get general admission or VIP. You may think it's not worth it, that you can just get an Uber and split it with friends. Getting an Uber is going to be way worse than trying to get onto the shuttle. Get the shuttle pass. Number two in the whole line situation. Before you start heading to a stage, like when you first get in there at the beginning of the day, there's going to be water stations to fill up your water bottle. Bring two water bottles and fill them both up and make sure all your friends do the same, because if they don't, they're going to be coming to you, and that is a precious gem at a festival, having clean, not spiked, your own water. So make sure that you and your group is completely covered, that you have your own safe source of water, and then you know at least that in the heat, you have at least that much water during the day. Also, there's going to be some bathrooms when you first walk in. I don't care if you have to pee, make yourself go. In that moment, you have to pee, okay? Because as soon as you get into the crowd, you are committed. It's like if you go out in a pair of high heels, you commit to the shoe. I'm sorry. I was puking at an event. Did I take my high heels off? Not once. And I'm proud of that, okay? So before you start getting into all the festivities, get your water bottles and go to the washroom. That leads me into number three in this section, and that is to get there early. I know, especially with Coachella, what we see on social media, at least I've never been there, but with other festivals, there's normally other events in the city or events related to the actual music festival going on during the day, and acts really don't start until around 4 o'clock, so you have the morning to get ready or chill out and do whatever. I always get there when acts begin to start because you also see the festival grounds in a new light. So if you want to partake in some of the events going on at the festival, a lot of times there's amazing bands and artists that are earlier in the day that aren't discovered yet. So it's really cool being able to see them in an intimate setting because the crowds are smaller. And again, then if you have an artist that's headlining at the end of the night, you can just stay at that stage all day and then have the best place in the entire crowd at the end of the night. This might be the most important one. Girls gotta eat, sneak in some snacks. I don't care what you gotta do, where you gotta shove it. Bring some protein bars, bring some trail mix. Food is so expensive at every single festival, even if they have amazing vendors, you're going to be paying an arm and a leg. And that's part of the experience too. I'm not saying don't pay, but you're also walking and standing and dancing all day long. You need to fuel yourself. Make sure you have at least a couple protein bars for you and your girlfriends, okay? That's all I'm going to say. Now, this leads me into my next overarching section, and that is what to bring to a festival. I'm going to go through these relatively quickly. So if you want to write this down, go ahead, or maybe make this a section in your notes for packing. This is also great just for some kind of trip, some essentials. Number one is a portable phone charger and a cord. There's charging stations most likely. It's few and far between that you can find one that you can actually use that's not taken. And then you're also just standing there the whole time so that someone doesn't steal your phone. So make sure whether it's for you or for people in your group that you have some phone chargers in your bag, because it's going to run out really fast. A lot of times, because it's in a big field, there's really bad reception. So you're going to be on your phone a lot, trying to text your friends, take videos, take photos, make content, post on Instagram, post on TikTok. Your phone's going to be zapped of battery. So make sure you have at least one of those that is fully charged. Next is you're going to want an extra layer for night. I don't care where you are at night, it gets fucking cold. That's just facts. Especially the festivals I've been to are also in Canada. So even in the summer, it gets really cold. Pack up a hoodie, sacrifice your outfit, but you're going to need an extra layer so that you can stay dancing all night long. I've already mentioned this, but empty water bottles, they're not going to let you bring in a full water bottle, of course, because then you can just put any kind of fun juice you want in that. But empty water bottles, just, we've already touched on this. Make sure you pack that. Another one that a lot of people don't think of is a card with all the names and phone numbers of the people that you're with, your hotel, and a cab company if worse comes to worse and you need to call a cab. This is, again, if your phone's dead and you need to borrow someone's phone. Now we just use contacts. I barely know people's phone number. So that way you have a physical thing that you can actually read if you have to use someone else's phone, that you can contact your friends or someone to help you get back to wherever you're staying. We've touched on this, but protein bars. They don't go bad. They come packaged up so they can just sit at the bottom of your bag. They can be shoved in your shoe, but you need at least a protein bar to help get you through that day. Next up is a plastic rain poncho. In Canada, I think every festival I've been to, at least on one of the days, it was pouring rain for some period of time. And it was still a great festival, but just be prepared. You're going to be kind of miserable if you don't have at least some rain protection. And I could be wrong, but festivals don't let you bring in umbrellas. They let you bring in parasols to keep the sun out of your face and create shade, but not umbrellas for rain. You know I'm about that SPF life. Bring some fucking sunscreen, okay? Apply it before, but you're going to be there for at least 12 hours, most likely. Maybe a bit less, but you're there for a long time. You need some sunscreen for your face, for your shoulders. You'll thank me later. With that is hand sanitizer. I'm sure now that we've experienced COVID as a world that hand sanitizer is just everywhere, but make sure you have your own supply. A lot of times the bathroom situation is porta potty, so you and your friends, even just people in that area, will thank you. If other people's hands are clean, that's only going to benefit you. So make sure you have at least a small bottle of hand sanitizer. Next up is kind of questionable depending on the festival. I said cash, but make sure this goes into before you go section, just knowing what kind of currency the festival accepts. A lot of festivals now are moving into just everything being online and loading up your wristband with Apple Pay or loading it with funds prior to the festival. So know exactly how you can pay for things, but sometimes cash can be king. Again, just if you're really stuck in getting back to wherever you're staying, always have a little bit of cash hidden on you. This is, I think, the most obvious one, but that is a safe backpack or fanny pack that you can keep close to your body. On social media, we see influencers using their Chanel backpacks, and that's wonderful for them. I would love to do that. But I can tell you that is not the majority of people. That is just putting a target on your back if you're not with this elite, high status group of people. If you're just in the crowd, you're getting pushed, you're getting shoved. And that's part of the festival experience. But you want something that's secure, that you have your eyes on, and that is close to your body at all times. I don't really use this. It's probably horrible for my ears, but earplugs, especially being at the front of the stage. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I love the feeling of the bass in your chest. Like when I'm at a concert and it's too loud, I love it. I like thrive on that. It's, again, probably not healthy because your ears are just ringing after, but bring some earplugs. I can't give you guys tips of what to bring without telling you what not to bring. So in my opinion, some things not to bring. Number one, expensive jewelry. I know we all want to create a bomb ass look. And a lot of times that boho kind of aesthetic is a lot of layering for chains and rings and whatnot. But this is the time that Forever 21, H&M, ASOS, Nasty Gal, those places shine. I think I lost every single ring I wore to a festival, but they were all about $5 for a pack of three or something like that. So I knew beforehand that I was probably going to lose everything just from dancing and coming home extremely tired and just throwing things around and then not picking it up in the morning. So don't bring anything sentimental, okay? Next is sandals or open-toed shoes. This is the time to break out your platforms, your boots, make it work with your outfit. It's also a vibe. I love like cut-off shorts and that boho look again with a chunky pair of boots. But this is also because you're just packed like a can of sardines in a crowd, especially me. I'm always trying to be that bitch up at the front. And people are going to step on your feet. And if you're in a strappy pair of sandals, you're just not going to have a fun time. Just avoid that entire situation. Also, not to bring people with bad vibes. If a friend is already complaining about the heat or about the lines before you get an hour in, I'm sorry, you need to regroup. You need to have a sit-down conversation with them. Fuel them up with some, like, some fun juice or something. You got to get them in a good vibe and go with a group of people that are prepared to stick it out for the entire time, that aren't going to leave you because they're sick of waiting in line. You want to see the same acts. Make sure you're going with a good group of people. Are you guys still doing good? You still with me? We're about 2/3 into the episode, and that's also what headliners say during their concert, so I just felt it was appropriate. One of my last sections is the before you go, so we touched on this a little bit. Plan your must-see artists. This is my number one. A lot of times there's an app for a festival and it has the entire schedule and what stage, and you can plan out the timing of every act. So coordinate. I don't know how big of a group is the optimum number of what's best to have, a lot of people or just a small group. I've always gone with a smaller group, 5 or less people, and that is kind of perfect because then it's not too many people if you all want to see the same artist, where you can stay together, but then also everyone has a buddy. If one person wants to see one artist, then there's at least two of you always together. But plan out your artist. So again, there's going to be some people that you might want to see at both times. For me, that was Ice Cube and Chainsmokers, and Ice Cube, of course, had to win. So just know before you go, in a big group, there's going to be some people who might not have the same priorities as you, and that's totally okay. Make sure you have at least one buddy that your schedules are aligned, you want to see the same acts, you have the same goals of the weekend, and you guys are at least stuck together. Also, this goes for everyone. Have a place and time to meet up with your group at the end of the night. So if all your phones are dead, you all got separated, know that at 2 a.m., you're meeting at the Ferris wheel. And I don't care how tired you are, if you're sober and tired and you know you're fine, but you just want to go home, I'm sorry, you committed. Again, we're committed to the festival weekend. This is your life now. You go to the Ferris wheel and you wait there until 2 a.m. Strike up a conversation. Meet another like cute girl that you can be BFFs with until your friends arrive and keep each other safe. Okay? You know you have a meeting time. Others, this is just general information that I couldn't really figure out where to put in, and I just want to drill into you guys, if you're going to a festival soon, is to stay hydrated. This, I think, is one of the main things that sneaks up on people. It seems like a simple thing, but again, I don't know what your priorities are. If you're mixing some substances at a festival, which is common for a lot of people to do, especially if you're wanting just to party the weekend, if you mix all those things in with being dehydrated, especially with drinking, that dehydrates you even more. It's just going to make any situation in a medical sense even worse. And heat stroke is a real thing. It can wreck your entire weekend. So do your best to stay hydrated throughout the weekend and just be smart about things. Same rules apply. Make sure you know what you're drinking. Make sure you know what you're ingesting. Be aware, head on a swivel, as my dad says. This is a weekend all about expressing yourself, being free, having fun, but be smart about things. If you have the luxury, I would highly recommend to book an IV after your festival. If you have that luxury, a lot of times it's actually covered under your naturopath, if you didn't know, for insurance. book that IV. It will help you so, so much. Also, load up on vitamins before you go. Try and get your immune system as high as possible. Get your vitamin C, your zinc, your magnesium. Bring magnesium to the festival too. All that dancing, your muscles are going to cramp up. That will help you. And just try and stay healthy before, because you will not be feeling so great the Monday after a festival weekend. I hope this episode has helped you guys. If you're going to any festival soon, I would absolutely love to hear. I want to know what festivals are on your bucket list, what artists are on your bucket list, what was the best concert you've seen. I could talk about music and concerts forever, as you can tell by this episode devoted just to festivals. And again, Pretty Little Thing, Revolve, ASOS, any brand out there, I will not complain. I will be a gold star Z-list influencer there. You won't even know I'm there, which might not be helpful, but I will make sure I'm getting all the best content without a peep. You will hear no negativity from me, no ma'am, okay? I'm just putting it out there. Putting it out there, there's lots more festivals to be had. I have a lot more years of this podcast to go and a lot more years of Coachella. So Sugar Bear Hair, James Charles era, I will go. I will go in a heartbeat. Just your people call my people, aka myself. If you guys made it to the end of this episode, thank you, number one, for putting up with me and my whole platform of just me trying to get to Coachella and a festival this year. With saying that, I really do hope that this episode helped you if you're planning to go to any kind of event, but especially a music festival, that you found some value in this episode and some new tips that you couldn't find online just by Googling someone with actual experience. Please send this to a friend or a family member that is going to a festival soon or that you think this will add value to their lives. As always, do not forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can leave 5-star reviews now on Spotify as well. If you're not following us already, you can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at All the Things The Pod. We also have a Pinterest account if you're looking for some inspiration, some aesthetic ideas. We also have a Twitter to keep the conversation going. If you want to be on the podcast or suggest guests for the podcast, our email is at allthethingsblog@gmail.com, and we also have a website at allthethingstheblog.com. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I absolutely love creating episodes for you guys, and we have some really exciting guests in the upcoming week, so please stay tuned for that as well. With all that being said, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.